Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
The latest poll out of New Hampshire shows former Governor Mitt Romney keeping his lead there ahead of the presidential primary in New Hampshire in less than 4 weeks, but it is a shrinking lead. A new Rasmussen poll shows Romney at 33%, an 8-point drop from October. Newt Gingrich has climbed to second place at 22%. He was at 8% in October. Gingrich's rise comes despite the fact his New Hampshire campaign operation is still forming. His 29-year-old state campaign director, Andrew Hemingway, has only been on the job for a few weeks after running a Tea Party group in New Hampshire. At his campaign headquarters in Manchester, Hemingway says the phones have just gone in.
This is a really funny story, and this, I think, is a tale of exactly what's happening here in New Hampshire and why this campaign is different. I had a reporter come in, and he asks us, so what are you guys using for phones? And I held up my cell phone, and I said, you know, we have cell phones. And the next day I see in the paper a story about how the office doesn't have phones. And then I hear Karl Rove talking on national television how we don't have phones. And I'm going, like, we have to have landlines? I mean, do we have to have a cart and buggy out back as well in order to be a real campaign? But hey, you know what? That's how it goes. We've got 5 lines now in the office, and we are up and running.
Hemingway joined us by one of those phones from Gingrich headquarters in Manchester. On another of the lines was former New Hampshire U.S. Senator Bob Smith, one of the few members of the political establishment in New Hampshire who's supporting Gingrich and not Mitt Romney. Smith, one of the many in New Hampshire, caught up in the Gingrich momentum.
That's why I'm here. I mean, I was down in Florida, and I usually stay there in the winter, but I can't sit on the sidelines with a guy like Newt Gingrich fighting as hard as he can when he needs help, and I'm more than happy to be here and help him.
Andrew Hemingway, tell us how you're going to squeeze as many votes out of New Hampshire as possible when you do have the Romney machine, both in organization and in money, arrayed against you.
There is something that voters react to, voters respond to, that no amount of organization, no amount of money can ever purchase, and that is passion. And right now, we have passion and we have momentum on our side.
Can passion and momentum trump organization?
Yes. Yes, it can. But I think even better than that is when you're able to organize that passion. And we are making up ground.
Senator, do you agree with that?
Oh, absolutely. I think, Andrew, I couldn't have said it any better. Listen, I'm passionate. I'm 70 years old, and I'm out here. I think I'm going just as fast as these young guys, Andrew. I'm excited, man. I mean, this guy's got my blood pumping. I mean, I'm really excited, and like I was with Reagan, and that's what we're getting out there.
Let me ask you both this. What do you think is the biggest challenge that the campaign faces in the next 3-plus weeks?
I mean, I guess the biggest challenge is our timeline. We have a very, very tight timeline in order to build this organization into one that can bring out, 100,000 voters.
With the holidays in the middle, which makes it even more difficult.
Exactly right. At the same time that the timeline is a challenge, I think it's also our greatest opportunity. What I mean is that it's a tremendous opportunity to run and to build a campaign that does not follow the traditional mediums, that doesn't rely upon some high-paid consultant who uses their buddies because, you know, that's what they've always done in every campaign and this is how you run a campaign. No, I mean, we're on the ground running every day, and Newt has empowered me and given me the ability to make the decisions that we need to make here and has promised to back me up in those things. So we are building an organization as fast and as strong as we possibly can given the timeline. And, you know, I think if you look at the polling and trajectory and signs on the ground, I think it's working.
The polls absolutely support what Andrew just said. If you look at, let's just use New Hampshire since that's what we're talking about. I mean, if Romney's sitting around 30-35%, that's where he's been. That means 60-65% of the people are for somebody else in this primary, with the exception of Huntsman, all of whom are more conservative than Romney. So that's a danger signal. If those people decide after Iowa that they want to coalesce around a person, that's the danger for Romney.
How close does Newt Gingrich have to come to Mitt Romney to declare victory, even if he's in second place, or can he win New Hampshire outright?
I'm the New Hampshire state director. So the national campaign has the luxury of looking at the country as a whole and saying, hey, you know, if we come in second here, we still bring a percentage of delegates and all of this stuff. But I don't wake up every morning going, hey, I hope I can come in second. We believe that we have a candidate, and we believe we have a campaign that can absolutely win the New Hampshire primary.
a win is a win. That's it. I mean, you know, that's what we want. And I think when you look at the intensity of the personal attacks that have been coming, which we're not responding to directly, but just referring to them and defending Newt, that tells you something. They wouldn't be doing it if they thought they had it wrapped up. So that just motivates us more.
Senator Bob Smith, good to talk to you again. Thanks a lot.
Okay.
Andrew Hemingway, good to talk to you again, and thanks a lot.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Andrew Hemingway is a state campaign director for Newt Gingrich in New Hampshire. Bob Smith is a former U.S. senator from New Hampshire.